Just a couple questions about the season. Now that it's wrapped up, what are your thoughts looking back? NIT championship, when nobody thought you'd get that far. What are your thoughts about how your guys performed this year?
Well, there's no question we overachieved. It was a great year. I mean, from where we were projected to finish and all the predictions and the people expected from us for us to have the year we had, it was just an awesome year. And I was most proud of we became an elite defensive team. I think we ended up being fifth or sixth in the country in KenPom and defensive efficiency. Right. We led the ACC in field goal percentage defense. We're one of the better teams in the country on made field goals that were assisted. And, and so we became a good team. We became a good team, and I was really proud of our young men, and I was proud to be part of it and see it all unfold in front of my own eyes for a group of individuals to become a team.
What do you think this does for your recruiting now that you can show guys that you can have success there at Georgia Tech?
Well, it's going to help. It needs to be great for us to recruit, because we've got to increase our depth. We've got to increase our talent level, and that's all part of what we've got to do. This is a major rebuild job. When I got the job, they told me it's going to be a major rebuild. So, all that being said, that's all part of it, and that's what we've got to do. We're going to have to recruit. And more than recruit, I think, it's evaluate.
Right.
We've got to do a great job evaluating as we move forward. Now, I think the biggest impact and imprint that we'll make from our success for this season will be in the 18 recruiting class. That's where we're going to see the biggest dividends.
Right.
But we're going to have to sign some guys late, and hopefully we get a little lucky along the way.
Now, like I text messaged you a few days ago, the 20-year anniversary of Arizona winning the title, and then there you were in New York, one game away from the title. Did you have any kind of thoughts in your head, like, here I am 20 years later as a coach trying to win a title when this happened 20 years and you were on you're part of the Wildcats?
You know what? I'll tell you, I still say it was the greatest NCAA tournament run in the history of the NCAA tournament is what we did 20 years ago. To be part of that, I don't think that run gets enough credit. Yeah. Three number one seeds. People forget in Birmingham, or excuse me, against South Alabama in Memphis. We were down 10 or 5 minutes ago. We barely beat College of Charleston if it wasn't for Mike Bibby's free throws late. Mm-hmm. And then we had to go to overtime versus Providence. People forget that. And how about in the Final Four? We were down, I think, 12 to start the game for Carolina.
It was like 15-4,
maybe more than that. So, bottom line, it was just an improbable run. Three number one seeds. We're the only team to have ever done that. I think it's the greatest run in the history of the NCAA tournament. And, as each year goes by, you just become so fortunate that you're part of that, because, you just know how hard it is to get there. And that's why, recognizing, the ability not to win back-to-back the following year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was, because we should have. But just we're fortunate we won that one in 97. It's a special thing.
Have you talked to anybody from that team this year, or a lot? I mean, I know you're busy coaching, obviously, so I don't know about how
much you've been talking. I had spoken to Mike Bibby a couple times, but the guy we stay in touch. Like, I'm on a, the guy I probably talk to the most is Miles Simon, but, I'll talk to Chip Curry, and I'll talk to John Ash, and I'll talk to Justin West. We're kind of on a chain text, and,
right.
I talked to Coach Olson and Coach Rosborough. Every time I have the summer, I see Coach Johnson, Phil Johnson, and Jesse Evans. So we talk about that year. It's pretty cool. It's just something that is truly remarkable.
Now, you talked about the three number one seeds. You know that Oregon had a chance to do that, right? Because they beat Kansas and they played North Carolina yesterday, and if they won, they would have played Gonzaga. So, I mean, is that something you want to hold on to, like kind of like the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, but Oregon had a chance. They didn't do it, though. There's only one team that's right. done it. So, you know, in the history of the NCAA, there's only one team that's done that, and that's the 1997 Arizona Wildcats.
Right. I mean, is that something you guys want to hold on to dearly, like the Dolphins did with their undefeated season?
Except yeah, maybe. I mean, it's a great thing to say. Yeah. The three number one seeds can't get it any better than that, and the three number one seeds are all blue bloods.
Right.
Kansas, Carolina, Kentucky, I think three of the most winningest programs in the history of college basketball.
Right.
You know, and all three coaches we beat. Roy Williams, Hall of Fame. Dean Smith, Hall of Fame. Rick Pitino, Hall of Fame.
Along those same lines, Josh, this year you beat Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, and Roy Williams. You beat North Carolina, Duke, and Syracuse. What kind of accomplishment was that? Looking back now on that, what do you think about that accomplishment?
Well, I think it's an unbelievable accomplishment, but I mean that's a credit to the players. Because they're the ones who got it done. I mean, it's an honor to coach it against those guys. I was growing up watching these guys and, you know, coach, and sort of to have an opportunity to be on the opposite sideline is pretty cool. What I would say is probably the neatest fact of 8 years, which is such a credit to the players at Memphis and this year at Georgia Tech, but for the last 8 years, there's only two coaches who haven't lost three games in a row. And which is just an amazing feat, which is a credit, as John Calipari and myself. And so, you know, I say that to say these players, what they've done at Memphis for me and what they've done at Georgia Tech, it's all them. I mean, I don't grab a rebound. I don't throw an assist. I don't score any baskets. It's strictly the players. And it's why I've been able to have some of the success we've had. It's strictly all the players. I've had great assistant coaches I've hired throughout my time.
Yeah, along those lines, though, that has to have something to do with the mindset, though, that you have the guys, if they are able to bounce back like that. You know, that's one of Lute's strong points, is you guys never had a losing streak. I can't remember you guys losing more than two in a row under Olsen.
I think there was like one time in my career that as an assistant or even as a player we went three in a row. I think there was one time, maybe it was under Kevin O'Neill. Mm-hmm. It was under Coach Olsen. Maybe it was under that 1 year. I can't remember, but no, coach's ability to bounce back, to get guys, retooled, and if we have an off night or a game or two, we lost a game for us to bounce back, you know, that was a pure credit to Coach Olsen.
The ACC Coach of the Year honor is, where do you place that?
It's an unbelievable honor. I mean, to get that in this profession. But it's a team award. It's an athletic department award. It's not my award. I didn't do anything to get it. Again, the players are the ones that produced, and the staff, my assistant coaches did one heck of a job of game planning. So that's a team award. It's a great honor. I mean, to get that honor in the best basketball league in all of basketball is just an amazing honor. But I also know that it's not me. It's a team award. It's strictly about team because it's the players are the ones who are winning the games. It's the assistant coaches the ones who are doing the game planning. You know, and so it's a strictly team award and it's great for the program. It's a program award.
Right. And looking forward to next year, your personnel, what do you think about what next year might bring for you guys?
Well, we have a couple good guys coming back. We're going to need to continue to get better. I mean, this is a major rebuild job. When I was hired, they gave me a 6-year deal and said by year four you need to be in the NIT, and year five you need to be in the NCAA tournament. So we've just because it's an NIT this year does not change that this is a major rebuild job, and we're going to have to recruit like crazy, get multiple recruiting classes, and really do a great job of developing of the guys that, like we have this year. We've done a good job, I thought, of developing who we've had, and we got to have a continuation of that based on who we signed.
All right, very good. So what are your plans now until, I guess, recruiting right now? Is that what's going on right now? Or is it?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know,
next weekend starts back up in recruiting, so we'll just get back after that and kind of go from there.
All right. And no Australia trips planned, right?
No Australia trips. Not this year.
All right.
We are going to China next year. We open the season against UCLA in China, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. That'd be nice. You looking forward to that?
It is a great opportunity and experience to have an opportunity to play in China. And it's on ESPN, and it's against, obviously, one of the great programs in UCLA.
That's great. All right, Josh, I appreciate the time. Best of luck to you. I'll hopefully run into you in Las Vegas in July.
Yes, I'll see you this summer in Vegas for sure.
Okay, Josh. Take care.
Okay, my friend.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, bye.